to you. appointed time is his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But see, we got to believe what we preach. We got to believe what we teach. We got to believe what we witness to others. We got to believe what we sing.
Yes.
And see, God is so precious. God is so merciful.
Yes.
He's so loving. He's so kind.
Yes.
He's so caring.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know Jesus got you on his mind?
Hallelujah.
Even right now, don't you know Jesus got you on his mind?
Yes.
Don't you know Jesus got you on his mind?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
He'll do it for us.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Hallelujah. But this does that miracle signs and
miracle signs.
In this
place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Miracle signs and wonders in this place.
Today, amen. Let's thank God for him on today. Come on, let's thank God for him on today. Amen. I thank God for my husband. I I said, this is my husband. I thank God for him, amen, teaching us, amen, and preaching and blessing to us the word of God on today, amen. And we just want the Lord just to have his way on today.
Yes.
Amen. We love the Lord, amen. Be, amen, blessed by the word of God. Without further ado, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for Jesus Christ on this morning. Thank God for Jesus Christ waking us up on this morning. Allow us to be here one more time. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. So we can be here.
Yes.
Get your Bibles.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And turn with me to Saint. No, turn with me to Ephesians. Y'all pray with me because the enemy tried to come in and scrap my mind this morning.
Yes.
So I need the saints to be praying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Saints, I need y'all to start getting him, getting at this altar, and pray.
Yes.
Just what's going on, the enemy trying to attack the saints of God.
Yes. That's it.
I'm being real.
That's right.
If he can get to the saints of God, he know he got the word.
That's it, that's it.
So what I'm saying is, saints of God, get at this hour.
Yes.
These are the last and evil days.
Yes.
These are the last and evil days.
Yes,
the world needs us.
Yes, it do.
They can't, we can't do God's will if we ain't at this hour.
That's it, that's it.
Y'all need to be praying for me.
Amen.
Praying for my mind that it stay focused on the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. I'm telling you, this, I'm being real. This morning, the enemy came in and tried to steal, kill, and destroy this morning. I don't mind telling my life. Because I know that when the enemy comes, God has got greater on the outcome.
Amen.
But I need some prayer warriors on this morning. I'm not afraid to ask. When you can't get it where you at, you need to pray. As the Savior said, go to the elders of the church.
Amen.
So I'm asking the elders across the world, if you can, pray with us on this morning.
Amen.
I'm talking about the saints of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm asking. He told us to ask our brothers and sisters for different things. This morning, I need your prayers on this morning.
Amen.
Get your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 6. Chapter 6. God took taking me another way on this morning. Yes. This wasn't what I meditated on yesterday, but God took me here for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Even when the enemy tried to come to steal, kill, and destroy, God held the word for
you. Yes,
it.
He do. Amen.
This word ain't just for the saints on this morning, it's for everybody that received God's word.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6. Ain't God good?
Amen.
I give God all the glory.
Amen. That's right.
I don't give the devil no glory.
No, that's right.
Yes, I can tell you he come to steal, kill, and destroy, but he don't have no glory.
That's right.
He don't get no glory.
Amen.
Out of my life.
Amen.
Or out of your life.
That's right.
If you want to give him glory, you give him glory. I'm not.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it goes on. The message is on today. Saints of God, it's time to put on the whole armor of God. Saints of God, it's time to put on the whole armor of God. You'll see why that God gave me this on this morning for the saints. The world needs the saints of God.
Amen.
That's why God telling us on this morning that we got to put on the whole armor of God. Put on his armor. Not some of it, but all of him. God come back, saints, to remind us that Verily, verse 10, Paul said, verily, my what?
Brethren.
He didn't say brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R. But he was talking to the whole body of Christ. He said, verily, my what?
Brethren.
Be what?
Strong in the Lord.
Be what?
Strong in the Lord.
When the enemy come, we got to be what? Saints of God, we got to be what?
Strong
in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
No matter what comes our way, we got to be what?
Strong
in the Lord.
Amen.
We can't be strong in our flesh, but in who? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul said, "Father, my brother, be what? Strong in the what?
Lord.
And in the power of his what?
Might.
You got to be strong, saints of God. Why? Because these are the last and evil day. The world needs us to come by and tell them about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How can we tell the world about Jesus Christ when we don't stand strong?
Amen.
Paul, let us know that we got to be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in his what? Power. What is his power? Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Paul went on and said, put on the whole armor of what?
God.
Paul said what?
Put on the whole armor of God.
That ye may be able to what?
Stand against the wiles of the devil.
That we, being sons of God, we will be able to what? Stand against what? The wiles of the devil.
Amen.
How can we stand if we have not put on the whole armor of God?
Amen.
When the enemy come by to steal, kill, and squat, if we got on the whole armor of God, he can't get to us.
Amen.
He can try. Why? Because that's his job. But do he have the victory of our life?
No.
Who has the victory of our life?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Saints of God, we got to be strong. It's time for us more than ever to be strong in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I come back to encourage my brothers and sisters on today, just as Paul said, family, my brothers.
Uh-huh.
Be strong in what?
The Lord.
The Lord. And in his what? Power and what? Might.
Nice.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Uh-huh.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles. Or the devil. Whenever the devil throws things at you, you'll be able to stand.
Amen.
Verse 12.
For we wrestle not.
Saints of God, I want you to understand. For we what?
Wrestle not against flesh and blood.
For we, saints of God, we wrestle no more against this flesh.
Amen.
And blood.
Uh-huh.
Once we have given our life to Christ, we can't say that, hey, if I was back in my old days, I would have fallen. But what did God's word say? It said, for we wrestle not against what?
Flesh and blood.
But against what?
Principalities.
Against what?
Principalities.
And against what?
Powers.
Against what?
The rules of the darkness of this world.
Jesus.
Say them things over again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Against what?
Principalities.
Not against flesh and blood, we wrestle not against them things.
Uh-huh.
Not against what you see.
Yes.
With your natural eyes. Uh-huh. But against what?
Principalities.
And against what?
Powers.
Against what?
The rulers of darkness of this world.
These things are against what? The darkness.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against the rulers.
Uh-huh.
Against what? The rulers of the darkness.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Of this what?
World.
Against this what?
World.
Against spiritual wickedness in where?
High places.
In where?
In high places.
Not just in the air. Wherever them wicked spirit goes to, and whoever received them wicked spirits,
amen,
in them high places,
amen,
the spirit goes against what?
Amen.
God will.
Amen.
And if they go against God's will, they will go against those that trust and believe in God.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because they come to what the saints of God.
Amen.
But saints of God, it's time for us to pray more. Not just at the church, but on our jobs. Off our jobs. In our homes. Wherever you go, it's time to pray more.
Amen.
Why? Because the enemy is the enemy.
Yes, he is.
Why? He don't care who he tried to deceive.
Amen.
Why? Because that's his job. But I come back to encourage my brothers and sisters on today. There's people out there that need to be saved.
Amen.
And we are that example.
Amen.
We are that perfect example. God taught us to be perfect. As is what? Father in heaven is what? Perfect. We, being sons of God, we got to be just like Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because the world is watching us.
Uh-huh.
The world see us.
Yes.
Do something. That ain't right in the eyes of God. Mm-hmm. You'll see how many people tell you that you ain't saved.
Amen.
Why? Because the world watches the saints. Mm-hmm. The enemy look to see the saints fall.
Amen.
But I come back to encourage you, just like Paul. Stand strong in the Lord. And in the power of his what? Might. Saints of God, stand strong.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about the things of the world, but worry about the people that need to be what? Saved.
Amen.
Why? Because they have a soul too.
Amen.
It's time for the saints to stand up for God. We need some true believers.
Amen.
How will the world get saved if we don't totally believe in God?
Amen.
We have not totally put on the whole armor of God as Paul told us to do.
Amen.
But I come out to let you know, I'm telling you on this morning, put on the whole armor of God.
That's right.
That you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
The devil is the devil.
Yes, he is.
I just want to encourage you on this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So now, verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principle, against
principalities,
go ahead,
against powers,
go ahead,
against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God."
Sons of God, what did it tell us to do?
Take unto the whole armor. The whole armor.
Half of the armor.
The whole armor.
He said, the whole what? Armor of God.
Amen.
Now have but the whole armor of God. If you notice, when a soldier goes to fight, they got to be guarded up with everything, right?
Amen.
They got to have the helmet on, they got to have the right clothes on, they got to have everything that they need to go to war.
Amen.
Just as the saints of God, we got to have the whole armor of God. You'll see as we get on into the word what Paul is talking about. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand
in the evil day.
In the what?
In the evil day.
These are the what?
The last and evil days.
These are the last and evil days. So the enemy is getting what? Stronger. The devil is getting what? Stronger. Because he knows what he got to do. He's trying to see how many he can.
Amen.
Those that may or let him deceive them. For knowing that it's a God.
Yes.
But I come back to tell you that it is a God. Why? How do I know it is a God? Because God is a spirit.
Amen.
And God told us in the word the only way we can worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. If we don't believe, how can we worship?
Amen.
have to first believe that God exists. God is the creator of this world.
Amen.
You got some people, they say, yes, they believe that it's higher power. But I come back to let you know that it is a higher power.
Amen.
And that higher power is who?
Jesus.
Jesus. How do I know Jesus is the highest power? Put up because God gave Jesus what all power
Amen.
In his hand.
Yes, he did.
After he died and rose.
Amen.
He came up out the grave with all power in his hand.
Amen.
Not some power, but all power.
All power.
But I come to by and let you know that Jesus loved you. Jesus loves you so that he wants you to come to him.
Amen.
Those that are not saved and those that are saved, he wants you to be in him the more.
Amen.
He only wants you to believe
Amen.
And trust him.
Amen.
We talked about faith on last week. You can't put your faith and trust in man.
Uh-uh.
Word of God let us know that.
Amen.
But we can put our trust in who?
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints of God, come out to encourage you. Those that are not saints of God, come out to encourage you to come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before it's too late.
Amen.
Right, because the word of God, let us know, wherefore take unto you the whole what?
Armor of God.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to what?
Stand.
When you go to war, you go to fight, you have a purpose why you're going to fight. You know that you got to stand no matter what. Why? Because you're defending what your country.
Amen.
But us being sons of God, we are defending who?
God.
How is we defending God? We're standing up for what we believe in. We're standing up that souls will be saved. Souls will be set free. Saints of God, where is your faith in God?
Amen.
Somewhere, some way, you don't know some faith in God.
Yes.
But I come back to encourage you, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Seek him.
Amen.
He told us, seek him while he may be what?
Found.
After a while, people ain't going to be able to find him. They're going to want him. They're going to cry out for him.
Amen.
But it's going to be what? Too late.
Amen.
But saints of God, don't let it be said too late to you.
Amen.
Don't go back into this world of sin. But encourage those to come to Christ that don't know Jesus. Quit going and pick up those that been in church for years.
Uh-huh.
Don't hop into every church. Ain't certified.
Amen.
Go out and get those that don't know Jesus.
Amen.
It's time for us to go out to those that we have not seen before. Oh, I'm going to get them back in the church. They left the Lord about a month ago. Leave them folks alone. Let God handle them.
Amen.
You go out and get those that you ain't never seen before. You ain't seen in church. Them drug dealers, them drunkards, them alcoholics.
Amen.
They need saving.
Yes, they do.
I remember a time when I was a little boy, the drunkards used to come into church.
Mm-hmm.
And used to have to pray for them.
Amen.
But the drunkards, I ain't seen them in a while.
Amen.
But they get ready to come back.
Amen.
God is going to save them.
Amen.
I believe it. How do I believe? Because last year when we had 10 revival, God, I told God I wasn't going to take the tent down until he would bless my soul. Mm-hmm. That's what he did.
Yes, he did.
He sent a young lady by.
Amen.
She wasn't all the way dressed up. But you want me to show you something? The saints of God that was there, some of them froze up.
Uh-huh.
Because they have never seen it before.
Uh-huh.
But that's what the saints of God is supposed to be. Praying and showing love.
Amen. Amen.
You can't do it if you don't have the whole armor of God on.
Amen.
That's the reason it's necessary for the saints of God to get to the altar and pray.
Amen.
Quit doing all this talking. Be an example for the world.
Amen.
Come into the church. Get on your knees and pray. Not a 5-minute prayer, not a 10-minute prayer, but pray until you reach heaven.
Amen. Amen.
We need some prayer warriors.
Amen.
God needs some prayer warriors.
Amen.
The enemy don't have no victory.
No, he doesn't.
God have all the victory. How do I know that? Because he gave us Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus came up out the grave, he came up with victory.
Yes, he did.
He had power.
Amen.
Not some power, but all power in his hand.
Amen.
He gave, before he left, he gave the disciples power.
Amen.
To be able to cast evil spirits down.
Amen.
I come out to let you know, saints of God, where is your faith in God? It's time to seek God. Sometimes our faith that will get down. I'm not afraid to say sometimes my faith level get down.
Amen.
But we got to stand.
Amen. That's right.
Paul said, Paul, what did you say? Paul goes on, he's saying, he said that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days and having done all to withstand.
Amen.
You done all that they have taught to do what? Stand.
That's
and he lasts in evil days.
Amen.
God did not say we weren't going to have trials.
No, he didn't.
But when they come, we got to stand.
Amen.
Therefore.
Amen.
In the power of what? His might.
Amen.
Not my might, but in Jesus' power and what? Might.
Amen.
But before we can do that, we got to have on the what? Whole armor of God.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Amen. Verse 14 says, stand therefore,
having
your what?
Your loins girt about with truth.
With what?
Have your loins girt about with truth.
With what?
With truth.
With what?
With truth.
With false.
Truth.
With false.
With truth.
But with what? Truth.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
So, is you got your belt on? Your true belt. Now talking about this belt. I can't gird up with this belt when I'm going to war against the devil.
No.
But with what?
Truth.
You got to be girded up with what?
Truth.
And having on the what?
Breastplate of righteousness.
Back then when they was in wars, you don't see TV shows and movies where they have, they portray to have them breastplates on.
Uh-huh.
To what? Protect them.
Uh-huh.
But having the what? Breastplate of righteousness. So I got to have a breastplate of what?
Righteousness.
To be ready to go to what? War.
Amen.
Amen. If I don't have these things that Paul is demonstrating, telling us that we got to have on, we got to have it on.
Amen.
And your feet were
shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
With the gospel of what?
Of peace.
So these shoes I got on ain't gonna do me no good, but I'm going to war against the devil.
Amen.
But what did the word of God just say, woman of God?
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Your shoes that you got to have on got to be what?
A gospel of peace.
A gospel of what?
Of peace.
I hate them.
Peace.
I wish I could go over there and just do something to them.
Peace.
But my shoes got to have what?
The gospel of peace.
The gospel of what?
Peace.
Who is peace?
God.
Above all, taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Taking the shield of what?
Faith.
So when they go to battle, they got the shield, right?
Uh-huh.
They got a sword in one hand.
Yes.
and the shield in the other, right?
Amen.
Why do they have that shield in their hand? Because when they come down with that sword, they have something to what? Block.
Protect.
To protect them.
Amen.
But above all, taking the shield of what?
Faith.
The shield of what?
Faith.
Sons of God, they're telling you we got to have faith more than whatever. So taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Wherewith you be able to what?
Quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked.
So every time the devil and his army throw darts at you, you can what? Dodge.
Amen.
You can stand in the what? Evil days. We got to know how to get back up.
Amen.
What happened this morning? The enemy tried to come and steal and kill because he knew that God had a word for us on the day.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So he knew what he had to do. His job is to try to just what distract us from doing God's will.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But if we got on the whole armor of God, as Paul's saying, we can stand.
Amen.
So this morning when the devil came with a sword, I had my shield.
Uh-huh. Amen.
You see what I meant with this?
Amen.
I had a shield of faith, trusting God. I began to pray and say, God, move the hand where it's a seat.
Amen.
I had a mind to still what? Pray. Mm-hmm. When the enemy comes, you got to know how to pray. You got to know how to stand up against the devil.
Amen.
Because you can't fight the devil with deeds.
No, you can't.
But you got to fight the devil just the way Paul is teaching.
Amen.
Sense of God. Above all, taking the shield of what? Faith.
Faith.
Wherewith?
You got to have what?
Faith.
You can have all the other things, but if you don't have faith in God, when you get ready to go to battle, you know, when people in Uncle Sam army, when they get ready to go to war, they trust in their fellow soldiers, their fellow comrades. You know, they have to.
Amen.
Because if they don't, they can't fight. They can't win the war.
Amen.
But because they're going against one another.
Amen.
But if they stand with their fellow brothers and sisters now in their army,
uh-huh.
They have women now in the army now. Yes. It ain't just the man's. Women want to fight now. But that's the same way it is in the body of Christ. Man, remember, you got to fight. Not with thieves. Because we don't wrestle not. We wrestle not against what?
Flesh
and blood. But we wrestle against the old evil spirits in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Saints of God, we got to trust God more.
Amen.
Verse 17. And taking the helmet of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the what?
And
take the helmet of salvation.
The helmet of what?
Salvation.
The helmet of salvation and who?
Jesus Christ.
We got to receive Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if Jesus Christ is the helmet, the devil can't get to your brain.
That's
amen.
Right. You amen.
And the sword of this what?
And the sword of the Spirit.
The sword of what?
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Which is what?
Which is the Word of God.
Which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Which is what? The Word of God. Not just the Bible. Not just the Scriptures. All of them are the same. But we, being saints of God, we got to know how to trust God.
Amen.
But the Word of God tells us that we got to put on the what? Helmet
of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the what?
Word of God.
So every word God speaks out of his mouth, we got to what? We got to what?
We got to put it on. We got to wear it.
Verse 18.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
And watching therefore unto with all what?
Perseverance.
And what?
Supplication for all saints.
Some saints.
All saints.
All saints. Amen. And for me.
That utterance may be given unto me.
That I may open my mouth
boldly.
Paul said that I may do what?
Open my mouth boldly.
Paul ain't the only one to say this, but to say, God, that we can open our mouth more what?
Boldly.
To make known the mystery of the what?
Gospel.
For which I am an ambassador.
Ambassador in bonds, and that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Paul said, I may speak boldly as I ought to what?
Speak.
So as God give it to us, we ought to speak what God give us.
Amen.
Without taking it back. Yes. But I come to let you know that Jesus loves you on this morning. Why? He cares for us all. He loves us all.
Yes, he does.
And verse, let's go to Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. I want to show you something.
Romans chapter 1
and verse 16. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Verse 16 says, for I am, everybody got it?
Amen.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, Christ. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you on this morning, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God unto what?
Salvation.
To everyone that what?
Believe.
Did I just tell you, you got to believe?
Amen.
God's showing it in action.
Yes, it is.
And for everyone that believe, to the Jews first, And also to the Greeks.
Amen.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Uh-huh.
As it is written, the just shall what?
Live by faith.
The just shall live by what?
Faith.
By what?
Faith.
Let's go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1.
Go ahead.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only what I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, and work among you, do it he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith.
Go all the way to verse 14.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen of faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continue not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
Oh, It is what?
Evident.
We talked about that on last week, didn't we? The evidence of things but not seen.
Amen.
For the judge shall live by what? There I go again.
Faith.
By faith. Who are the judges?
The righteous, the saints of God.
Shall live what? By faith. And to those that what? Believe. You got to believe. Go over to 14, we'll cut it off there.
And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen. They all deal with what?
Faith.
But we got to put us, the saints of God, we got to put on what? The whole arm of God. Go back and read that on today.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ wants us to see his word clearly.
Yes.
But I want to tell you on today that us being just, we got to live by faith.
Amen, that's right.
But God, the message God gave on this morning said, saints of God, it's time to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Saints of God, it's time for us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes. Yes.
I come out to tell you that I love you on today. Jesus Christ loves you. Heavenly grace, God's word and word as a whole, we love you.
Uh-huh.
And we want to tell you, we thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
So without you, we can't do nothing.
Can't do it.
Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. First, without Jesus. But because you come on, you encourage us to continue on. Why? Because you are here in the Word of God. And I thank God for you tuning in.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you, peace be with you.
Yes.
And if you ain't saved, give your life to Christ.
Amen.
And let him come in. Receive Christ as your Lord and Savior on today.
Amen.
And I thank God for the Word of God on today. Once again, I want to tell you, I love you. All the way from heaven and grace, God's word, network, minister as a whole. Peace be with you. In Jesus' name, God love you. Amen.